The 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel puts before us two parables that Jesus uses to explain further the meaning and power of God's kingdom. We're in the fourth chapter of Mark's Gospel, and Jesus uses stories time and again that ever so ingeniously connect to the everyday experiences of the people to whom he is speaking. The first of the two parables we hear about a man scattering seed on the land, and it draws our attention to the sure and the steady growth of God's kingdom. Just as the seed is silent, so it is with God's kingdom. For sure, the farmer spares no effort to prepare the ground well for the sowing of the seed. Yet once the seed is sown, there's nothing more to be done until the harvest. The grain develops on its own, slowly, steadily, assuredly. In this parable, our blessed Lord presents to us the awesome power of God's kingdom, a power that cannot be contained and will grow continuously on the earth until the day of the harvest, that is, until the final judgment itself, when Christ returns to us in glory. So too does this action in the parable, the seed that is growing, reflect divine grace working in every human soul. God's power silently, mysteriously, continuously working to change us, to make us more faithful, to make us more compassionate, to make us more courageous in doing what is right. And although we must cooperate with God's grace, it's not magic. The initiative for our living and changing always lies with God. So we place our trust in the Holy Spirit, the one whom we proclaim as the Lord, the giver of life. Friends, docility to God is the very pathway to our best version. Then Jesus uses a second parable, by means of which we are instructed about God's kingdom beginning very small and becoming enormous, so enormous that it's even teeming with life. Life that is abundant. Simply recall the small band of weary first disciples whose faith, whose hope, whose love, animated by divine grace, spreads through the culture and then through the centuries to become the great multitude the church now is in our own day.